You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, it's that time of the show again, what we're now calling Community Gems. And one of the gems across New Zealand, but I know particularly locally in my area of East Auckland, is the Eastern Bays Community Patrol. And I'm joined today by someone I actually know quite well as a local, Kurt Vogel. He's the operations person for the Eastern Bays Community Patrol. So, Kurt, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome. Great to be here.
I'm normally used to seeing you in a high-vis vest and a liveried car as you go about around the community. But a lot of people, both here locally where we live, but also across New Zealand, listeners won't actually know about Community Patrols New Zealand, or if they've seen the cars or signs, they don't quite understand. So talk us through what you guys are and do.
Well, CPNZ is it's primarily a voluntarily driven organisation. CPNZ itself is an umbrella, work very, very closely with police, and below them there are certain patrols located up and down the country from Cape Reinga down to the Bluff. So wherever you live in New Zealand, there's a very, very good chance you will be very, very close to, if not in, a local community patrol district. Our community patrol, the Eastern Bays Community Patrol in St Heliers, Mission Bay, Glendowie in Auckland, we have a population of around about 70,000 people, and that takes it's a fairly popular place for criminals to come to, or for, you know, big party spots like Mission Bay for things to happen occasionally. So we're out
Don't we know?
Oh, yes.
Better be clear to listeners. The parties aren't by myself, my wife, or Kirk and his partner. It's other people.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yes. When I say parties, sometimes I mean bad parties, people that actually come into the area to make life a bit more troublesome for other people. Look, there's always hot spots all around Auckland. Our mission, our goal is to be out, be seen in our fluoro jackets and our marked car with our flashing orange lights, and at least be eyes and ears for police. But in some cases, just the sight of us will drive off bad-intentioned trouble because they think we may have seen them, we might be looking at them and be watching them for their suspicious behaviour and reporting that back to police. And look, no criminal wants to be caught doing what they were doing, so sometimes just the mere sight of us is enough for them to bug out and leave the area.
So you were saying at the start, you're all volunteers. This is not a paid role. You're people in the community. You put your hand up. You join a local patrol. Police vetted, I'm sure?
Absolutely. Police vetted, yes. It's a little bit of work to get into the volunteer organisation, because you do need to be know safety policies and procedures, even at police level. We're often in and outside of police stations or police compounds. So we do need to be fully vetted so that we can do that legally and safely for police as well.
And so what does a typical patrol look like? Talk us through, because you mentioned a car. I've seen you guys, and I've seen other community patrols around the country doing, if you will, foot patrols, but a lot of it's based in a car. So yeah, tell us what a typical day or an evening looks like for you and the team.
Look, we do day and night patrols. We do foot patrols around large gatherings. We also have cars that we drive around in. You can obviously cover a lot more territory on four wheels than you can on 2 feet. But on the whole, we're always buddied up. There's always two of us that go out for a safety issue alone. If we get into trouble, we've either got backup sitting next to us, or we can ask each other what we would each do in a certain situation. But a typical day or night could just be anything from walking around a public event, just, being seen and being eyes and ears for police, seeing if anything's developing that we might need to report or call in police. Or if we're in the car, we can cover a lot of miles, like I say, and a typical patrol for us could be 40, 50, 60 kilometres in 3 hours around our targeted area. Going to known spots where we know there could be trouble, perhaps turning up to people that would ring the Eastern Bays Community Patrol or contact us on our Facebook page just to say there could be something happening or to keep a lookout for certain cars. We've assisted in searching for people We've found a lot of stolen cars in the area. There's lots of things that we do come across in a typical evening.
I know from both experience with you guys, but also others around the country, as you say, identifying stolen cars, identifying suspicious behaviour. You've been sometimes the first on the scene of things like car accidents and break-ins, sort of securing the scene as well.
Yeah, look, when you're out at night or even during the daytime, you often do stumble across things. You can't plan for anything, but you do need to react to something. And sometimes that might be, you know, for a little while there, we felt like we had a bit of a target on our back because we're seen and we were everywhere, you know, over a couple of summers back, and bad people didn't like that. But we often come across stolen cars. We often come across minor accidents, although lately there's been a couple of cars on their roofs that we've come across. And in that situation, we're purely just get some cones out, do some road management, slow traffic down, keep people away from the area, just to ascertain everybody's okay. So we're not medics, we're not firemen, we're not police. We just do the very basics, but we're doing that with public safety at the forefront always.
So a big thing I probably for listeners to understand is obviously you're working together, you're cooperating, eyes and ears, but you're not acting as police. You don't go in and actually intervene. But you must have quite a good relationship with police, able to obviously contact them quickly and swiftly to let them know what's happening.
Yeah, look, we have priority numbers that we call. Generally, it's a communications centre, so we're straight through to the people that are dispatching units. On a really busy night, our phones still get answered, and it gets answered pretty quickly. But you know, on a really busy night, you're still prone to whatever resources police have in the area. But we do have very, very direct and good liaisons with police, specifically locally.
One of the things that struck me, Kirk, is actually the good relationships and visibility that you guys bring. And I'm thinking of a very particular occasion in an area that, well, we live in, where there was you guys with your liveried car, you had local private security and the police all present and chatting away. And it's just that visibility, which I think gives reassurance to the community. So how do people support you? And how do people get involved? If someone's listening going, I want to be part of the community patrol and I can get past a police vetting, how do they get involved? And then how do people just support the likes of your patrol and others?
It's really easy. You know, the driver for me for getting involved was because we did have a reasonable amount of crime in our area, particularly our street. And I don't think there's too many streets up and down New Zealand that don't have some form of crime. I just got sick of it, and I figured it was easier to do something about it than it was to whine about it. So if anyone's in the same position, they could log on to the CPNZ website. Pretty sure it's cpnz.co.nz, but it might be .org.nz. Just Google it, you'll find out. You can apply online, or if you find a local community patrol, you could approach them directly. A lot of them have, or most of them have, Facebook pages. A lot of them also have their own web pages. Most will have an email address or a phone number to ring. And the application process takes no more than an hour. You'll get a little bit of paperwork and some online training to do, but you can be up and running inside a couple of days, really. Just applying yourself for a few hours a night to do the online training.
Look, I'd certainly encourage people to do so. As I say, it's not a huge amount of time. Great camaraderie from what I've seen from you and others. If people aren't wanting to join the patrol per se, I know you need money. You need donations. It's not cheap driving cars at the best of times, let alone what you guys do every night. So obviously open for donations.
Oh, look, we love money. We love donations. The more the better. You know, we've started from nothing, as every single patrol does, and getting from zero to one, you know, getting A, volunteers and recruits, B, getting them trained in a range of different disciplines, and C, buying a car and then stocking it up with resources, that costs money. That all costs money. I mean, we give our time for free. A lot of people only have daytime free. A lot of people only have evenings or weekends free, but you know, everything costs. Fuel is our biggest cost. Insurance, car registration, you know, everything starts adding up. It's not cheap to run an organisation like this, for sure.
Well, Kirk, thanks to you and obviously the local team, but to the community patrollers all around the country. It's a great initiative. It's actually part of, as you say, keeping our community safe. And one of the things I've always loved, it comes from within the community cooperating with our other emergency services. So look, thank you for coming on and chatting us through what you do. And can I just encourage listeners, as I say, if you're interested in joining or if you want to donate some money, check out cpnz.org.nz or just Google search in your local area, because as Kirk has said, there's plenty of patrols. So Kirk, thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.